As for praising the rulers, then this is similar to praising the regular people. It is only done when there's a benefit in that. When do you praise a Muslim? Do we just look around and pick someone and say, this is our brother here, and let me say three or four good things about him for no reason at all? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمَ الْمَدَّاحِينَ فَأَحْثُوا فِي وُجُوهِهِمُ التُّرَابِ. If you see the people who praise excessively, then throw dirt in their faces. So praising people is not something that is the standard that we live by, that we just praise people without reason. Allahu Azza wa Jal is praised in all situations. In every situation. When you are facing a calamity, you praise Allah. When you are facing favorable situations, then you praise Allah. In all situations, then Allah Ta'ala is praised. As for the people, then we praise the people for a maslaha, for a benefit. Not لِذَاتِهِ, not just because he's my brother and I love him, so I'm going to praise him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw one of his noble and respected companions praising another companion to his face. What did he say? لَقَدْ قَطَعْتَ عُنُقَ صَاحِبَكَ. You've broken the back of your brother. So praising to the face is dangerous. Praising people as well with what is not in them for no benefit makes you enter into the term مَدَّاحِين, the people who praise excessively. When do you praise someone then? Anyone have a clue? Where's the maslaha when there's a benefit in praising someone? Aba Ali. When they're not in a group, privately, and you go to him privately and you praise him. In his absence. Okay. So right now we can pick someone who's not here and just begin to praise him, and this will be a good thing. The house of Allah. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And the masjids are for Allah, so do not call upon anyone else in them. Right? Are we going to do that now? And would that be beloved to Allah? I'm asking, where's that benefit? Why would we do that? Praising someone not in his face, in his absence, why would we praise him? For what benefit? I said, we need a maslaha. We don't just randomly start praising people for no reason. Abu Ali, what's the maslaha? If you've backbitten them. There's one case, kind of a way down on the list. If you've backbitten someone and you made tawbah from it, now you wish to rectify the harm that you've done, so you praise that person in his absence, as the scholars have said. In the sittings where you used to backbite him. Ahsan. You've been following our lessons. Barakallahu feekum. Now, without any sin to atone for, could I have a reason just to praise someone? What's the reason, Abba Maryam? Ah, there we go. The maslaha now. Someone is an example in doing something. Right? Someone is an example of doing something well. He's not here, so we're not going to harm him. By saying, this brother right here, he's so good as your example of giving charity or teaching Quran or whatever. In his presence, we fear that's going to be a harm for him. The scholars say, if he is a person known for piety and known for a level of immunity to praise, that he goes on doing things and praise doesn't bother him, that's a very dangerous path to tread. But the scholars make an exception for some people who are known. That what? You can praise them if they're there, if it's not going to harm them. But really, with these hearts, who is safe? Who can say, this is the person right here, praise doesn't harm him? The issue of the heart is not something we're secure about and we're sure. And we say about someone, I know the praise won't harm him. I can't say that about any of my most beloved brothers, that I believe surely the praise won't harm them in their face. So I would choose for any of my brothers that I'd like to praise them in their absence. Right? Now, we praise him in his absence because he has an attribute that we need to be encouraged towards. Not for the sake of praising the individual. That's the point. We are not worshippers of that individual walking around singing his praises. We are worshippers of Allah. Day and night we praise Allah. Day and night we extol Allah, declare his greatness, declare him to be free of deficiencies, and talk about his beautiful attributes and his actions of perfection and his justice and his magnificence. And we don't have to have a specific reason to do that. That's just our life as servants. So as it relates to people, when we praise them, there should be a reason why we praise them. Because unrestricted, without any specific reason, that is for Allah Ta'ala. We praise Him specifically and generally in all situations. But the people, when there's a need, we praise them. Now, the need could be, let's say I find here there's a weakness in us giving charity. So I mention someone who's known for giving charity. And I say, let's try to be more like so-and-so. When I do that, there are certain manners that I must observe in doing that. Like what? First of all, speaking the truth. Not exaggerating someone's good characteristic for the sake of encouragement. Why? Because the Muslims are people who speak the truth in all situations. No exaggerations are needed. Secondly, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ مَا يُعْجِبُكُمْ فَبَرِّكُمْ. When you see things that are things that you like, things that you see which are good, beneficial things, when you see that, then what do? You make dua for barakah. So if we're going to mention someone here known for some good trait, for the purpose of encouraging people to be like him, then we make dua for barakah for him. We ask Allah to bless him in that attribute. So why? We do not affect him with al-ayn, al-ayn al-haq. The evil eye is haq. It's when you mention something good about someone and you don't pad that or protect it or surround it with mention of Allah and specifically barakah, asking for Allah's blessings for that person. Now I said all of this for us to understand something, that the rulers are like that. We don't just say we praise the rulers, because the base rule of the Muslim is he walks around praising the ruler. He praises the ruler for a reason. What, he finds some people who are takfiri, he finds some people who are khariji, and they hate the Muslim rulers. So he praises the rulers to repel them. He finds that the people don't recognize the virtues that the rulers possess over them. So he reminds them, don't treat the people in charge of your affairs like they're nothing and they've done nothing to you. But remember this and remember that. So he praises them for some good things that they've done. One of the most important and significant ways that they're praised is by the scholars and the people of status, that they mention to them thanks and recognition for the good that they do for Islam, which is often confused in the ranks of the general public as what? Flattery. But rather, when you see the Muslim ruler serving the deen, are you going to say, I'm not mentioning that to him? Or are you going to say, Jazakallahu khair, may Allah bless our ruler, and then say words of encouragement? Why? Because we want to see more of that. We want him to understand that we appreciate it. We want him to understand that this is what his position necessitates from him. And he's fulfilling his duty doing this. And all of his subjects are happy with him because of that. And if we support him like that, what is he going to do more of? The same good thing. If we all turn away and say nothing when he does something good, especially for the one that's heavily criticized for wickedness or sinful behavior, then he brings about something good and nobody says anything. What would likely happen? He'll go on doing the corruption. He'll go on doing evil things. And he wouldn't continue in that good thing. So when it comes to praising the rulers, as the Shaykh said here, أَلَيْسَ الْمَطْلُوبَ أَنَّكَ تَمْدَحُهُمْ أَوْ تُثْنِي عَلَيْهِمْ. The point is not that you just praise them or speak well of them. And he means there, without benefit. بِدُونْ مَصْلَحَ شَرْعِيَّ. Without any benefit at all. What is required is that you make dua for them. Making dua for them, as mentioned, for guidance, for uprightness, is in all situations. And then praising them is specific to the situations where you feel that praising them will bring about benefit either for them or for others to be like them. You praise the head of one state for service to the religion in hopes that heads of other states would say, look at that. That imam of the Muslims there, he's, you know, the people love him and appreciate him for the way he serves the religion. And the others think they wish to follow in his footsteps and be like him. And all of that is goodness. All of that is wholesome interaction between a ra'i and a ra'iyya, between the hakim and the mahkum, between the ruled and the ruler.